Hallelujah. Jesus, you are my first taste of love. Ish. Because there are other loves, but this type of love, it's my first taste of love. Hallelujah. And I pray that Jesus becomes your real first taste of love.
My God.
Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands and pray to God. Father, thanks a million for this beautiful Sunday morning. A Sunday like no other. A blessed, blessed Sunday. Jesus, how I thank you. Jesus, how I love you. You are so beautiful this morning. You are so lovely. You are so great. Touch our hearts this morning. Forgive us our sins this morning. We are thanking you. We are lifting up your name forever and ever. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Somebody clap your hands for Jesus. Wow. What a blessing. Please be seated in God's presence.
Tanush.
Is there anybody you feel like thanking God this morning? Moti Mori Boka Nakole Maha Swaki. So just be seated. Hallelujah. I'm preaching a message called the Dream Church of Christ. Now, what is the Dream Church? A Dream Church is a church of the dreams of God. In other words, God has a dream. Yes. And in his dream, he has a desire. That this is my desire for my church. I give you an example to say, many of us have been in love before. And sometimes you wonder, how did this person choose this particular person? And you realize that this is the dream person for the person. Hey, you wonder, why did this person choose a footballer? Or why did this person choose a rugby player? This is called, she just wanted Abraham's bosom. The person was happy to say, this is my dream. Hallelujah. Yeah, so everybody got dreams. You also got dreams. Now, God also has dreams. Yeah, this is my dream. This is what I like. Hallelujah. This is what I prefer. I prefer somebody with eyes like this. I like this particular smile. And the other person said, when this person smiles, I don't like this smile. I said, this is my dream smile. I know a particular brother whose name begins with one of the alphabets. This brother cannot date anybody except they are yellow bone in color. It's yellow bone or better. My God. What is the hope for us, Africa? But when I study this brother, the way he is dark. But I realize that this is his dream. Yeah. That this is my dream. Yesterday, I was chatting with some people. In fact, we had traveled for missions. And this particular lady, so we were in a group, we were talking about cars. He said, my dream car is a car called, is this proud looking car, I forgot. No, say the names of the cars. No, it's the same as Ford Ranger. Like, No. Raptor. Ah. Hey! She was almost crying. She says, this is the car of my dreams. She said it. We are in a group of pastors. She said, me, if this car stops, I will stop. But I just love this car. Why? Because this is the car of her dreams. This week, If you follow me on social media, I've been in trouble because I posted a car that I like, which is a Range Rover. A white one, not a red one, a white one. If a red one passes, say, ah, yeah, it's the prophet that's passing here. If it's a lawyer, it's better. They can defend themselves. But I mean, so I posted this car, Range Rover. And I received messages from Canada. Everywhere. Have you bought a car? Say, no, it's the car of my dream. That's my dream. I can't believe my heart. Hey, I like this side of the church. Hallelujah. Wow. Hallelujah. Now, let me dim my headline. He has a dream church. Wow. That this, if you say my church, my church, my wife, she has to be like this. She has to look like this. She has to appear like this. I like her like this. This is my dream. This is my desire. Oh, yes. So when you see people's wives, whether they are dark or whatever color, when you see them, just say, "Wazaa! What a dream!" You say your dream wife is powerful. So there is a, if you go through the Bible, you will see that this is the kind of church that God wants. Hallelujah. I think it's a powerful message. Now, today, for the purposes of today, number one, the dream church of God, it's a church, it's a praying church. God loves a praying church. This is God's babe. This is God's choice. This is God's desire. A praying church. God would not like to have a church that doesn't pray. So if you are a member of a church, join prayers in the church. Be a praying person. Because the church of God that God likes and desires is a praying church. Matthew chapter 21, verses number 13. The Bible says, and he said to them, these are the words of Jesus. It is written, my house, my church, my sanctuary, my house. He didn't say the house, my house. Huh? Shall be called the house of prayer. No, sometimes, you know, when we go to church, it's a little confusing. Why have you come to church? Is it for money? Huh? People even come to church. They just come and check. Yeah, there's no husband here. What should be the house of God? Prayer! It's not the place of Mabunde. And we change the purpose for the church. And we change the reason for the church. What is the reason for the church? Is prayer. Is to pray. When you are Christian and you don't pray, you are against the dream church of God. You are against the vision of God. My house is a house of prayer. It's a house of prayer. If you ask me, my house, in my house, my house, what kind of church do I like? It's a praying church. It's a church on the knees. Huh? And what is the church? The church is the individual members. Is this a difficult message? My house. Those of you who don't pray, it's not good. Because that's not the dream of God. The dream of God is that we should be what? Pray. And what? Pray. And what? And pray. And what? And pray. That's the dream church of God. That's the slim girl that God likes. That's the meaning of slender to God. If I had time, I would take you to Songs of Solomon. Solomon describes his beloved.
Solomon,
when you read in the Bible, say, my beloved. Oh, Makato He describes the eyes of his lover. He describes even her waist. Oh, yes.
Hey.
He describes the way she walks. He said her breasts are like twins of a gazelle. Exactly. That's the Bible. And now the Songs of Solomon is speaking about Christ and the church. He said, this is what I like. He said, the joints of thy thighs are like jewels. It's like the work of the hands of a cunning workman. This is what I like. This is what I prefer. But I like a church which is
prayer.
It's here, in case you are saying, I'm not reading the Bible. He says, thy two breasts are like two young roes that are twins, which feed a man. Yeah, he was talking about his beloved. He was talking about his wife. And what is the wife of Christ?
It's
the church. And how should the church be? It should be a praying church. Prayer and prayer and prayer. After praying, we should do what? We should pray more. We should pray more. We should be a praying church. Be a praying brother. Be a praying man. Be a praying woman. Come before God and pray to God. That's what God likes. God likes praying people. Are you going to be praying? Now, when you don't pray, you are the non-slim girl that God doesn't like. Ruth, you're in terror. That in my house shall be called house of prayer. I want you to tell two people and say, go to Hagompieno, ra go rapela, nna le wena ra go rapela. We are going to pray. 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 Now, whilst I was schooling in Ghana, I visited a church. It's called Action Chapel. The pastor of the church is called Archbishop Duncan Williams. Now, they have a day for in the church. And I want us to introduce it. It's called Jericho Hour. It's a day, maybe like Tuesday. That day is 24 hours is prayer. When I choose 20 minutes, 30 minutes, hour, you just come to pray.
Yeah.
You know, when I go to church on this day, it's prayer. It's a day of prayer. And if you are a Christian, I want to challenge you to have one day in a week for fasting. You don't eat food from 6 to 6, one day in a week. How many without fasting you have stayed before without eating from 6 to 6? You were actually fasting. If you don't fast, God will show you can fast. You can take food away from you. You see that you are a proper faster. Tell your neighbor, don't let God show you you can fast. Just one. And you know, it has got a lot of health benefits. Hallelujah. Just praying, no topic. No topic, just praying and fasting. And praying and just praying. And talking to God. And praying. And talking to God. And praying. And talking to God. Yes. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, neighbor. You're not praying is disturbing me. Tell them, I am disturbed by your lack of prayer. Is it a good idea to have something called Jericho Hour? What happens during Jericho? We are praying. Illa makabade. That is my house. We call on your name. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is God. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is God. This is how you want us to be. To be always praying. Praying always. Praying always. Calling your name. Calling the name of the Lord. From morning till evening. Praying and praying. Praying and praying. We are praying God. What are we doing? Jericho hour. It's my hour of victory. It's my hour of prayer. It's my hour of calling on God. Why? Because without God, we can do nothing. Brethren, I'm calling for prayer. I'm calling for a season of prayer. This is the dream church. This is the church of God. There is no reason. But I'm just praying. 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 Oh, let's pray to God. Because prayer is a necessity. Prayer is a priority. Prayer is what makes us. Prayer and nothing else but prayer. Now this week I chose about 7 leaders this week. I said we should fast. We have been fasting for. I said we are fasting. So they were asking, Prophet, what are we praying for? I said, no, we are just praying. We decided to fast for 7 days. Just to pray. Pray to God. And talk to God. And speak to God. And pray to God. Have you read 1 Thessalonians 5:17? Tomasoma. It says, pray without ceasing. For, verse 18 says what? In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ concerning you. In everything. Prayer. Prayer. We're just fasting. Even this week, I have a different people. So what are we fasting? We're just praying to God. Just praying to God. Huh? Don't you feel sometimes like your spirit needs God? When you don't pray, you become very calm. Even your thoughts don't work well. Many of you here, you are owing the kingdom of God. Prayers. Tell your neighbor, you are owing me prayer. Huh? Tell another neighbor, but the way you are saying it's like you are not convinced. You are owing me prayer. Actually, ask them, when was the last time you prayed for me? When was the last time you mentioned my name in prayer? Pray without ceasing.
Rapela o sa yini.
Tapelo ina limatla. Aura bela katumelo. Jesu arabe arabe di tapelo bitsa khuyena utla go araba tapelo ina lema
mandanda kimana
aura bela katumelo. Hey, I'm calling for prayer. Every spirit of prayerlessness, I cast you out of the church. Out of the church. The spirit of dryness. Out of the church. Evil spirits of dryness. Out of the church. Out of my life. Out of my life. Repeat after me. Out of my life. Spirit of prayerlessness. Out of my life. Out of my life. Out of my life. Out of my life. Out of my house. Out of my life. Don't be a person who doesn't pray. Let us not be a church which doesn't pray. Let us become a praying church. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Somebody clap your hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. Please stand up on your feet. I told my preaching is 20 minutes. Hallelujah. Fantastic. Why don't we pray just for 2 minutes, wherever you are? Just lift your hands and just begin to pray, Hela. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. My beloved, most beautiful, just pray somebody. Pray somebody. Pray somebody. Pray somebody. Pray somebody. Just pray for 2 minutes. The spirit of prayer. The spirit of prayer. The spirit of prayer. The spirit of prayer. The praying church. 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 Oh yes. The praying church. The praying brother. The praying sister. The praying mother. The praying brother. Oh yes. Makababa Santa Mama. Oh yes. Lift up your voice and pray to God. Oh, la makabada mana madele. Oh yes. Oh yes. I feel His mighty presence. His mighty glory. 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 Open your mouth and pray. Prayer, 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 prayer. Mama Shando Makabala. Mama Shando Labakabala. Oh, yes. Mama Kabada Mandana. Ile Makashando Labakabaya. I Makakamanda Dede Manama. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. Every head bowed down, you are saying, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to live a life of prayer. I want to rededicate my life to God. I'm here as you are preaching. I hear you by the Spirit of God. I want to restart my life. I want to give my life to God. I want to be like the disciple. I want to give my life to prayer and to the Word of God. If you are there, you want me to pray for you. You are making this decision. Lift up your right hand. I want to pray for you. You are saying, Pastor, pray for me. I want to dedicate my life to God. I want to restart my life. I want to live a life of prayer. Now, if you want me to pray for you, leave your chair and come and stand where I am right now. I want to pray with you. If you lifted your hand, just come from where you are. You want to receive Jesus? You want to restart again? You want to live a life of prayer? You want to live a dedicated life? Leave your chair and come. I'm going to pray with you right here. You are saying, Pastor, pray for me. I want to restart my life. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to dedicate my life to a life of prayer. I want to dedicate my life to a life of Jesus, to a life of God. Oh wow, somebody, you are not clapping your hands for Jesus. This is a good decision. You have made a good decision. I want to be born again. I want to be a child of God. I want to give my life to God. I see the power of God here. He's touching many people. I see the power of God. You can come from where you are and say, I want to give my life. I want to live this kind of life. Keep clapping your hands for somebody. As they are clapping their hands, make your journey here and say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to God. I want to live this life, a dedicated life, a life of prayer, a life of the child of God. Ha ha ha. Look, you're going to be praying. Ha. You know, I led some young people to pray. Last year, I taught them to pray. There's one boy we taught to pray. He's a brilliant boy. He gets AAA. He's at the University of Botswana. Over the holidays, he went home. When he went home, he was praying every day. From 8 p.m. to 12 midnight. One day when he was praying, the neighbors came. They saw a light. In midnight, they saw a light, a rainbow. And the whole neighborhood came. And I went. I left here. I went to Lubati to meet them. Pray. When you pray, you are calling Matuma. You are calling divine powers. You are calling heavenly assistance. When you pray, you join forces with the kingdom of heaven. Lift your hands, everybody. I want us to pray this prayer wherever you are. Say, Dear Lord Jesus. Everybody pray. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, I give you my life. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, forgive me my sins. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and be my Savior. From today, I receive you in my life. Jesus, wash me in your blood and fill me with your Holy Spirit. I want to live a life of prayer. I want to live a life that pleases you. Let me be part of your dream church in Jesus' name. Keep lifting your hands. Church, let's pray for them. Let's pray for this power here. There's a lot of power. My God, touch your people. Can you pray for them? Lord, I pray that you keep them. I pray you sustain them in their journey, in their walk, as they walk, as they follow you. I pray, Holy Spirit, you will touch them. Holy Spirit, you will keep them. Holy Spirit, keep them. Keep them, Holy Spirit. Bless them, Holy Spirit. Let your power rest upon them. Keep these people. Let their names be in the book of life. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, after church, all of you here, you see there's a corner that is called Salvation Corner. After church, you go there, you meet one of our pastors. They will take you through the journey of how you can become a very powerful praying Christian.
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 15 years old.
15 years old. That's the age that I received Jesus. Yeah. How do you feel?
I feel great.
You feel great. My God. Robert Fatu. So after church, don't forget you go there. Please clap hands for them as they go back to their seats. God bless you. Please, let's keep standing. Can I have the offering baskets? Ushers, quickly. Oh, yes. I've never heard such a thing. It means what? What does it mean?
Blessings.
Huh?
The blessings.
Say it, pronounce it well.
The blessings.
No, pronounce the name.
Ropafato.
Ropafato.
Yes, please.
Blessings.
Yes, please.
Oh, Ropafato. Father, thank you as we give offerings today. Bless us. Bless everyone in Jesus' name. Please come and drop your offering here, wherever you are. Please quickly come and drop your offerings. As you come, you are blessed. 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 As you come, as you give in His house, you are blessed. You are blessed as you come. You are blessed as you come. You are blessed as you come. You are blessed. The Lord remember your finances. The Lord remember you in the month of March. May it be a good month, a powerful month, a great month, an awesome month, a mighty month. As you give, you are blessed. 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 Be blessed as you give. Be blessed as you give. Be blessed as you give. May your finances improve. May the Lord bless you. Makaba Sanga da Baba. Be blessed. Father, thank you for this blessed, blessed offerings in Jesus' mighty name. Now, I'm always collecting special offering. Give me. If you want to give a special offering, whatever is special to you or whatever you call special, give that offering and come and tap my basket. What you call a special offering. Yes. Because now and then there are people, they need to sow seeds and challenge things in the realm of the spirit. Whatever is special, may something special happen to you as you give this special, special offering. Yeah, I feel it. Special. What you call special. Oh yes. Whatever is special. May something special happen to you in the middle of this month. Something special. In fact, I feel that as you give your prayer life, everybody giving this offering, your prayer life is becoming better and better. Your prayer life. I'm challenging your prayer life. An anointing on your prayer life. On this special day. Let him touch your prayer life. Let him touch your prayer life. Oh yes. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you. Our prayer life is becoming better. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your mighty power. The power of prayer. The power of praying. The power of the chest. In Jesus' name. Just pray. Lightly 10 minutes. You find we play music for 24 hours. So just come and pray. We want to raise an altar of prayer. And we are going to start to see in the next 120 days, there are going to be notable miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. I declare it. Watch it. 120 days of praying. There are going to be testimonies after testimonies after testimonies. Please, God bless you. God bless you. Have a lovely day. Please.